That was a lot of fun. 1939 percussion sextet. First construction in metal. Going to hear some prepared piano stuff now. We're going to jump to 1943. This is called A Room. Stefan Schleiermacher playing the tunes. And I realize sometimes my notes are kind of funky on these CD compilations I made for myself when I was going to CalArts and just borrowing all their music and sucking down what I could. That electronic-y stuff I played at the beginning was from a compilation called Imaginary Landscapes. I have no idea who does what. All I did was write on it my descriptions, such as staticky with good whippy percussion and warps, or high airy, or dark monochordy. Nice clean electro wing flops with native singing that takes over. Games out to digi perk and more. 1943, we just did a little routing switcheroo, so let's hope this works out. I'm sorry, that's not working out. It's only coming in through one channel. I see why Mo had it this way now. Let's see. Despite proper board rules, let's get it working here now. Thank you.
No need to move the camera. Pictures come to it. Gather, Fuller advises, facts regarding human needs and world resources. Place in computer memory bank. Update continuously. Join team of programmers competing to find speediest peaceful means for giving each world inhabitant what's needed for his kind of living. Videoized solution on football field-sized geodesic world map. So fact, continuously changing intelligent solution of world game exists, becomes via TV, household knowledge. A study was made with computer to find out where in the world wealthy Americans preferred to retire. They retire, computer tells us, to Cuernavaca in Mexico, a hill town near Nairobi in Kenya, and someplace or other in Nepal. Thank you.
Cargo Boom. So if 68% of Americans would feel no remorse for accidentally or being given a stolen tank of gas, and 8% of Americans have invested in the company that provides the gas,
Wendlings, daughters of if, but offspring of hope, fear, sons of unless and children of almost, never shall guess the dimension of him whose each foot likes the hear of this earth, whose both eyes love this now of the sky. Endlings of isn't shall never begin to begin to imagine how. Wailings, wailings. Each foot likes the hear of this earth, likes the hear of this earth. Him whose both eyes love this now of the sky. Each foot likes the hear of this earth, this now of the sky, him whose each foot likes the hear of this earth. Each foot likes the hear of this earth. Him whose each foot likes the hear of this earth. Each foot likes the hear of this earth. Both eyes love this now of the sky. Only R shall be were, R shall be. Dawn, dark, rain, snow, rainbow. And a moon's whisper in sunset. thrushes toward dusk, or tree-filled rock. Why colored worlds of because do not stand against yes, which is built by forever and sun smell.
Don't worry, that won't be the last time you hear that voice. Unfortunately, I didn't write it down, but Forever and Sun Smell. Built on Forever. It's a good title, Forever and Sun Smell. Gonna get into the only LP, unfortunately, for me, that I own that has any John Cage on it. And we're really lucky that both CD players are working tonight. We are definitely skipping the Dark Ice on that one. This is a thing that John Cage did with Lou Harrison. It's called Double Music. It's from 1941. Cage conducted it, actually, which is unusual probably for a lot of the ones we're going to be hearing because he wasn't involved with their execution. Only the composition. We got Paul Price playing 6 water buffalo bells and 6 brake drums. We got George Boberg playing 2 sis drums, 6 sleigh bells, 5 brake drums, and a thunder sheet. We got Ray DeRoach playing 3 Japanese temple gongs, a large tam-tam, and 6 cowbells. And good old Edward Cornelius playing 6 muted gongs, a large tam-tam, and a water gong. Double Music, 1941. Cage and Harrison.